The docks were quiet as Rod found himself walking hurriedly along the deserted West Quay. He could see a sailor sitting on the low wall at the end of the bays, silhouetted against the rising suns. As he approached, Rod prepared to call out to the sailor, to say hello. But there was something odd about the figure. Rod could make out the details of the wall now, the stonework and mortar, but the figure was still a dark silhouette. And it was far larger than Rod had thought. A giant. A monster. The huge, dark, hairy creature jumped down from the wall and walked over to where Rod was standing, frozen to the spot with fear.
"Like I told your friend," the monster said, "I'm really sorry about this. Still, a nasty murdering monster's gotta do what a nasty murdering monster's gotta do."
It stepped close, blotting out the suns with utter hairy blackness.
"Sorry, mate."
The inn door flew open and a man stepped inside. He was a big man, broad-shouldered and tall, though he walked with a stoop as he advanced menacingly on the doctor, Rose and Jim.
"I thought I'd find you here, lad," he growled.
Jim went pale.
"I've not been here long, Uncle Bob. Really, I haven't,"
Uncle Bob grunted.
"Half the night, I expect, by the look of you."
He leaned across the table and addressed the doctor.
"I hope you've not been filling the lad's head with space stories and tales of pirates."
"Of course not,"
the doctor assured him. "I expect he gets enough of that at home, doesn't he? He was telling us about Hamlick Glint."
"Who was he? A privateer?"
Bob's face cracked into a half smile.
"You don't know about Glint?"
"No," Rose said, "but we're told you're the man to ask."
"Probably true. But right now I need to sort out that young lad. Space isn't all swashbuckling and treasure, and he needs to know that.
Still, thanks for looking after him.
If you have time later, come round and hear about Hamlick Glint, scourge of the spaceways.
Sally can tell you where to find us." He took his nephew's hand and led him to the door.
"So what's the plan now?" Rose asked.
"We just need to get the TARDIS out of this Zeg, what's it, then we're all hunky-dory."
"And how do we do that?"
"Sally," the doctor called, "what's the chance of begging board and lodgings on a ship?"
Sally laughed. "No chance at all."
She thought for a moment, then added,
"There's a clipper being refitted at the end of the quay. They might let you crew for them."